Welcome back to Word to Life. I am Fawnbag and I am your host. This is a continuation of the last episode, which we talked about never losing your spirit, which was a continuation of the one before that. This episode is going to be addressing the other part of keeping your spirit, which is never killing another person's spirit. Do not be the one to kill another person's spirit and create a broken individual with a broken spirit who is empty and lacking in excitement and passion for anything, and it's just following the course of life and, you know, what other people dictate and want for him or her. Now, if you're the family member or friend who has someone who you feel is wasting away, choosing a career path or another path that is not, you know, justifiable and is just a waste of the person's potential, and you feel the person should follow another path which is right and is going to give a better lifestyle and so many other things, if you're their family member, it's okay to discourage the person. You know, it's cool to discourage the person, but you have to be diplomatic about it. Don't use words and actions that make the person feel like the person is a waste, the person is worthless, a failure, and so many other things. When such a person feels those things, he becomes empty and lost. You know, the person must start wondering, I want this, but I can't have it. I don't want this. You know, it creates a confusion, a loss of belonging in a person, and it makes the person empty. And sometimes some people just give up. They just, what the heck? Like, they just give up and just let themselves be at the mercy of the flow of life and at the mercy of your own decisions or another person's decisions for such person. And at that point, you have an individual with a broken spirit with, you know, a lack of zeal to push, to, you know, person just gives up on his or her dreams and purpose, which is just never right, because there's a difference between a person who has purpose and a person who doesn't have purpose. You know, a person may be broken and lack purpose, but somehow be lucky enough to succeed and all of that, but a person with purpose just makes a whole lot more difference, you know. So don't be the person to break another person's spirit. If you want to discourage a person from a path his spirit leads him to, fine, talk to the person, sit him down, tell him why you think this other path is better and the advantages and benefits, but never ever ever forget to remind and create an awareness in the person that he can also still indulge his or her own passion, drive, and purpose by the side. The person can always do what you think is right for him, but at the same time indulge his own self, his own passion and purpose by so many other avenues by the side. And once a person is searching, there's so many avenues to do this through. And you never know, the person never knows, his or her big break might come while doing those little acts of indulgence. And then at the point, the other option just becomes unnecessary. So don't break a person's spirit. Don't make a person feel like what he's inclined to, what his spirit leads him to, is a total waste of time and he is a complete waste of time. You can simply tell the person that, okay, this is this and this is that, I think you should follow this path, but at the same time you could still indulge what you want to do in certain ways by certain, you know, means, through certain avenues, and we'll just go from there. And at some point when the person has amassed enough income, whatever was needed, he can easily, you know, fund his own purpose and dream. So do not be the one to kill another person's spirit. Because this is all I have for you on this topic, and hopefully this is the end of the topic, because, you know, we could talk about one thing for days and days and days. So hopefully this will be the last episode on this topic. Stay tuned and thank you for listening. Bye.